Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Keep on the devil. Light the candle, everything's all right. Light the candle, everything's all right.
I'm so in love with this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I've always wanted to segue from the high priest of the Church of Satan to Randy Stonehill, the guy behind this song, my very good friend, Mr. Randy Stonehill. Ranster, how are you, buddy?
Drewski McMarshallski, as I live and breathe.
How are you? How are you? I miss you tenderly.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, and I you. But you know, I'm getting dangerously close to your neck of the woods.
So I understand. I'm so excited that you're coming. I can't believe they're letting you back in the country after that last little incident.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to use a wig and you know, some costume change and.
Yeah, you used a long blonde wig, did you? No, I'm my name's Norman.
I'm Larry Norman, and I.
Can I have the Salisbury steak, please?
Yeah, and I would like the cola, but with just only two cubes of ice, okay? Because not three, just two.
You're such a wise guy. Where are you right now, you traveling iconoclast? Where are you?
Hey, man, watch your language. When I find out what that means, you're in big trouble, mister. Hey, I am, by golly gosh.
You have no idea where you are, do you?
Thank you. Thank you. Let's just be candid here. my wife Leslie and I have been the ramblin' ping pong balls. We are in Wilmington. It's a lovely little community in Ohio. Wilmington, Ohio tonight. But then I guess as about a week from now we're going to head north. I'm playing in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then crossing the border via whining and bribery, but I will cross the border.
Whatever.
Come on.
Yeah. Whatever. Randy Stonehill is back in Southern Ontario, folks, Saturday, June 15th, 7 p.m. at West Heights Community Church in Kitchener, Ontario. All the Mennonites will come out and shake their horses. I don't know. Whatever
bonnets.
They do.
Bonnets. Shake their bonnets. And their butter makers.
And shake your butter maker. And then Sunday, June 16th, 10:30 a.m., I believe that probably would be for the service. And Monday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Life Abundant Fellowship on Niagara-on-the-Lake. RandyStonehill.com is the website you want to go to for more information. Well, it was great talking to you, Randy. All the best.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
And blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Hey, listen, I also wanted to you sassy monkey. I also wanted to let people know that I had another opportunity to do a very cool thing at the chapel service for Teen Challenge in London, Ontario, on Wednesday, June 19th. And I think they're going to try to bump that up from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. because I'm a musician and they don't want to.
I was going to say, are they bringing the concert to your bedroom? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's kind of a Lennon and Yoko Ono kind of a.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah. Thanks for that visual.
Sorry.
Now, listen, I saw a little video on your Twitter feed with Miss Amy Grant sitting by her voluptuous fireplace. I don't think that's a great way to describe it, but and she was talking about a bunch of old Jesus, and I use the phrase old lately, Jesus singers getting together and doing some kind of something, and one of those people are you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's called the One Way Experience Tour, and right now it's still in the planning stages, but it's a cool vision, you know. It was they wanted to. There was a group of people, including Michael Lamardian, who, of course, is a, you know...
World-class producer.
Yeah, yeah. They wanted to really honor the Lord's faithfulness by honoring some of the artists who helped define the genre back in the day and who have stood now for, you know, over a generation of time. So, they... They invited Evie Turnquist, who indeed was Amy Grant before there was an Amy Grant. They invited Andre Crouch, Chuck Gerard, who is the endless voice of summer from the seminal band Love Song, and the Archers, a cool, you know, harmony group from back in the day, and myself. So yeah, so it looks like it's, like I said, it's still in the planning stages. It looks like we might be doing a batch of concerts in the fall, and we also might be then doing another batch in the spring of 2014.
Dude, you just can't slow down. Now, have you moved away from Seal Beach, or are you still down in that neck of the woods?
Well, no, actually, Drew, I'm running from the law. And did I use my outside voice for that? Darn it.
Sorry.
I was doing so good.
You moved, though, didn't you? Didn't you move?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
I know. I was going to say I'm bi-coastal, and it just sounds so weird. So, I'm not, really, no. On any level. But, no, I became an East Coast man. My wife, Leslie, and I live in the sleepy little town of Casey, South Carolina. It is, it's cheek by jowl, as they say, with the capital of Columbia. And, it became an area that the Lord opened up for me for doing concerts, and I realized that that's where He was leading. I never thought I would live in the South, but I enjoy it. I enjoy the pace of the place.
Well, because you're getting older, so slowing down is good, right?
Yeah, and I only do what I do now with the aid of hydraulics, anyway. So.
How old? By the way, how old is? Look, can you look up on Wikipedia over there? Because I think he's going to lie to me. How old is Randy Stonehill these days?
Well, you know, to the Lord, a day is as a thousand.
Whatever.
Years. Okay, no. I turned 61 in March, and but thank goodness we just keep getting better looking with age, don't you know?
Yeah. That's what they tell me. So March 12th, 1952. You were born, and let's just give everyone the summation. I'm going to do the summation. Ready? You were born with some foreign family stuff. You weren't proper English speaking Americans. You didn't hang out with John Wayne and stuff. But then eventually you became a hippie, grew out the hair, the curly hair thing, ran into some God people, bought into the Jesus stuff, and then you ended up hanging out with Larry Norman, and now you're cool. How was that, ladies and gentlemen, right there, live on the Drew Marshall Show?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of it in the short form. I went to Los Angeles to seek me fame and fortune when I was 18. I moved from Northern Cal to Los Angeles at the invitation of the late, great Larry Norman. He was also from my hometown, and I had met him earlier. And I had what you can only describe as your textbook case lightning bolt experience with the Holy Spirit that very day, I think June 12th or something like that, in his kitchen, and started, continued to play the rock and roll I love, but started writing about this amazing love that had... penetrated me to the core and changed my vision of the world, forever. Mm. So little did we know, though, that I was in at the ground floor of this whole new musical spiritual hybrid that the Lord was creating, and so here we are. And now the rest, sir, is history. And my wife just reminded me that as of this month, I'm actually beginning my 44th year. In music ministry. So, I do a song, then I take a nap, then I do a... No, I'm kidding.
You know what? I got to share with you. I saw B.B. King again a couple of years ago, and 10 minutes into the concert, of course, he's sitting down, he drooled on his shoe. A big gob of spit came out of his mouth, landed on his shoe, and he, funnily enough, and way to go, big guy, for doing this, he said, the song's still playing, he says, you know... When you get to my age, things just start falling out of your mouth. And then he played 15 minutes of You Are My Sunshine. So you're not quite there yet, Mr. Stonehill. Not quite there yet. As a matter of fact, your latest release, Spirit Walk, which was released back in, when was that released? 2011, I think?
Yeah, a couple years back.
Yeah. I hate using the proverbial shows no signs of slowing down comment, but well done. Well, very well done on your latest album.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, by God's grace, I'm more passionate about knowing him now than I ever have been, and I'm more passionate about serving him now. And then, of course, with the aid of spandex socks, I can still hit my high notes.
Goodness. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Listen.
How much time do you have?
Yeah, we don't have that much time. We really don't. Randy, folks, Randy Stonehill is back in Southern Ontario Saturday, June 15th, 7 p.m., West Heights Community Church in Kitchener, Ontario, and Sunday, June 16th, Monday, June 17th, Life Abundant Fellowship Niagara on the Lake. And apparently he'll be over doing some kind of thing in London, Ontario for Teen Challenge. As soon as he gets out of bed, he will be doing something on June, is it 19th?
Yes, sir.
There you go. I think I summed it up quite nicely. And
always
an experience seeing this fella in concert. My first memory from about 30 years ago, seeing you were at Convocation Hall in Toronto. And I had never, until that point, seen somebody not on drugs with that much energy in my life.
Well, it's a gift. It's a booby prize. No, wait, you're both right. It just depends on how you look at it. But yes, I have fond memories of Convocation Hall and also just fond memories of you people of the north, of the northerly territories. So I'm really looking forward to coming back and I would love to see your face. Not that picture in the post office that they...
Would you stop?
I'm sorry.
Would you
I'm
stop?
Sorry, man.
By the way, I hate when people repeat the same stories every stinking time you do an interview, but I have to say that this is my favorite Randy Stonehill moment ever. Aside from him explaining to me how Larry Norman used to order food and eventually the chefs would be so ticked off they'd spit in his food, this is the story. We were saying goodbye at the airport, and Randy was up on the curb. I was standing down on the pavement or whatever, and I went in for the hug, and my right leg lifted. Like it's true love or something. He kind of looked over my shoulder and went, you okay?
It was like a bad moment from sort of a 40s romance film, you know? I'm just glad it wasn't my leg, frankly. if it had to happen, I'm glad it was yours.
It was mine. Randy, welcome back to Canada. We look forward to your return with great tribulation.
I'm going to try to take that as a compliment because I'm in deep denial, sir.
Okay. Enjoy the river.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. See ya. Randy Stonehill. Randy Stonehill, folks, on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, we like this guy. He's such a cuddler as well. RandyStonehill.com. RandyStonehill.com. Go and check out his tour dates and check him out. Listen, the dude still hits the high notes, still phenomenal on guitar, and still just a cheeky entertainer as ever. So there you go.
Saw him stumped once. We were at a show and it was just him.
Yeah.
And someone in the audience yells out, "Drum solo!" And he just went, I have nothing. It just stopped him. He just thought it was the strangest, most non-sequitur thing he'd ever heard at a concert.
Because there were no drums?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was just him.
Nice. Short break when we come back. It's time to do a dating game update with our dating game contestant. Valerie is in the studio, and we're looking for a ring. Does she have a ring? If you want to hit... No, how's that song go? If you want to touch this body, put a ring on it. Basically is what it's saying.
Yeah,
okay, all right. We'll be
it's
right
the
back.
It's purity thing.
Yeah.